Well, Father, we truly do thank you for the joy here tonight. We thank you that you are in total, full, complete control of all things, and that you're ministering to your people in a special way tonight. God, you move the way you want to move. This service is your service. These people are your people, and you know exactly what they have need of. Holy Spirit, move mightily right now among the people. Minister to each and every heart. And we stay connected to you, Father. There's nothing, absolutely nothing can separate us from you tonight. We worship you. We adore you. We thank you for it, Father. How many of you came tonight believing for a miracle? Just because we're saying miracle service doesn't mean that's the time you should expect a miracle. You should be expecting a miracle 24/7. If you're expecting a miracle 24/7, you're going to receive one sometime in that time frame. Might be little, but it's still a miracle, right? You know, God told us Sunday to listen, you'd hear the trumpet sound. At least two wrote to me and said they heard the trumpet sound. Maybe it was three, but I know two did. So keep your ears open. And God keeps saying, do you hear the wind? The wind is his breath blowing, and he's blowing across his people. Amen. So this is what God has to say to you. My children, tonight is a night you will always remember. For I have come with my glory to transfer you from children of weak light to children of great light. With this light, you will snuff out the darkness in the lost souls. These are the ones that I am bringing into my houses of refuge and cleaning them up for my glory. You shall diminish the darkness everywhere you place your feet. Now listen to this. This is what God is saying to you tonight. You shall diminish the darkness everywhere you place your feet. You are the head totally and completely, and the enemy has no place within you. The strongholds of darkness have been broken off your lives. Listen to this, and I am doing a new thing in you this night. I have taken off the blinders, and you shall look into my glorious light, and you shall see me as I see. I'm sorry, you shall see as I see. I have diffused all darkness around about you, and you can walk free of the demonic strongholds that have kept you bound all the days of your life. God said, I have diffused all darkness around about you, and you can walk free of the demonic strongholds that have kept you bound all the days of your lives. There is no place for the enemy, absolutely no place for the enemy, period. You are walls of fire that the enemy cannot penetrate. You are fortified on all sides with my angelic host, and you shall indeed destroy the walls of Jericho. Marching orders have been given, and the marching orders are save the lost at any cost. Now do. Every place, and I mean every place you roam, the anointing will break every yoke. You will walk with the same anointing as Paul walked in. Your shadow will heal the sick. You shall see new eyes formed. You shall see legs where there were no legs. You will see cancers fall off of bodies. You shall see all the miracle working powers of my son Jesus at work in and through you. In and through this, if you notice, if you think later on about the song service, it was all about you're free. And you're going to do the works of the Father. God said, I am withholding absolutely nothing from you from this night forward. You are in my perfect will as you go forth, undaunted by the cares of this world. New wineskins hold the very best wine, and you have all become new wineskins. You hear this? You've been working on this for 10 years now, and God said, you have become new wineskins. And you can find that in Mark 2:22. You have allowed me to strip you of all the old And now you're ready to march forward with power and confidence that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. See Philippians 4:13. Now, I had Nancy run off copies of this teaching. And if you see her later after the service, she will give you a copy so you can read it again and go with the scriptures on it. God said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm on the holy mountain. For your God has come in all his glory to manifest himself through his faithful ones. How's he going to manifest himself? Through you all. His faithful ones. You know, he's talking to you people. That's in Joel 2:1-11. You are the redeemed of the Lord, and there is nothing you cannot do through the name and shed blood of Jesus. Psalm 107:2. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper, for that is your heritage of children of the Lord. I said, no weapon formed against you, and I mean no weapon. See Isaiah 54:17. From this night forth, this Tuesday, walk worthy of your calling. Never once give place to the enemy. Philippians 4:17. He knows he is defeated in your life. He knows that you have come to invade his territory, and he is running around helplessly trying to regain his foothold. But you, my children, you shall make sure he never comes nigh thy dwelling place ever again. Psalm 91:10. The road behind you has been rocky and so many terrains to fall into, but that road is finished. The road before you is cleared of all debris, and you shall walk sure-footed into the enemy's camp and destroy it on all sides. And I looked it up in 1 Samuel 14, is take the battle into the enemy's camp. Christ took the battle into the enemy's camp, invaded hell, relentlessly fleshed out the foe, hunted him down, drove Satan into a corner, gave him neither quarter nor mercy, bruised that serpent's head, and left him defeated and useless. That's what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Satan is not alive and well on planet Earth. Jesus has mortally wounded him. Now, we need to understand that tonight. Satan has no place. No place. The harvest needs mighty warriors. And then God went on to say, the harvest needs mighty warriors to come to their rescue. And you are those mighty warriors. How many times has God had to take us through the furnace of affliction to become mighty warriors and to purify us? I have had you in training on the backside of the desert for a decade now. And now is your time to come forward, singing onward Christian soldiers marching on to war. With sword in one hand and the word of the Lord pouring forth from your lips. You find that in Joel chapter 2. I want us to sing onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. Not dragging our feet and dragging our swords and say, oh my God, another battle's in front of me. No, we welcome another battle. We want Satan to start his old junk because we're going to show him that we know that he is defeated in our lives. Many, and I say many, that have gone before you desire to see this day. But it was not yet time. Now is a day of salvation. Now is a time of total destruction of the enemy's camp. Now is when all hell is trembling at the sound of your voices. Hell hears your footsteps, and hell is aware of your assignments. The foot soldiers are marching forward, and they will conquer on all sides. Let's stop there. I read an article, prophetic word, maybe 2 months ago, where God said that what we've already stepped into, the glory, was going to last for the next 10 years. And it was going. The glory was not going to diminish. It was going to get stronger and stronger, and it's going to take the next 10 years to bring in this great harvest. So until that time, Satan has lost his hold on us. You know, we are working in the end times. We are preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus, and God has everything under control. Whatever he's told you, you are to be doing. That is what you are going to be doing. Don't make up your own agenda. If God said you're going to teach, you're going to teach. If he said you're going to start new programs, you're going to start new programs. Whatever he said you're going to do, you're going to do. And you know, today as I was doing doing this, and then I went and doing praise and worship again. Here's what God said to me. I saw Nancy Connell, and she was sitting with all of her olds around about her. And God said, I'm going to make her a millionaire. He said, you're going to see her business blossom and bloom because she loves me that much. And I got all excited because I saw her with all this monies, you know, and she was full of joy and she was just selling her stuff everywhere. And I thought, well, Brett, you married into some money there. You know, God told me he didn't have to go to work. So there he's just sitting back and he's going to enjoy her millions. You old thing, you. Nancy's gone through hell and back. I don't know how many times. But she kept on moving. She didn't stop. And when she was down, she cried for help. And God pulled her back up again. And now she's on a roll that isn't going to stop. Because I saw what I saw. Now, God said, you will ride on the waves of glory from this night forth. You will ride on the waves of glory from this night forth. I promise you this day, and this day has arrived. Feel the weight of my glory as it touches down upon you right now. He says, go ahead, feel the weight of my glory. There's just a wave going over here right now. It looks to me, you know how heat, you can see heat in the air. I just see that wave going all through this room right now. You on the airwaves, feel the glory. Feel the glory. Just feel the glory. Feel the weight of it. And I'm hearing God say, let it consume you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right, now, somebody in here is seeing lightning flash. Who is seeing the lightning flash? Now God's saying, absorb the energy of this glory. Just absorb the energy into your spirit. Thank you. Some of you just need to take a really deep breath and just breathe that all in right now. That lightning is still flashing. Thank you. One person sees it. Thank you, Father. Two people see it. Thank you, Jesus. God, open up their spiritual eyes and let them see the lightning. Your lives are never going to be the same after this moment. Thank you, Father. With this glory that God has given you right now, he's given you a new download from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's mysteries are in this download. Some of you in here are seeing the ocean. You're seeing the waves. They're high on the ocean.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that is God taking you into the very deepest part of his glory.
Thank you, Father.
No man has ever gone in to the deepness of my glory as I am taking you this night. Greater works will you do because of the deepness of this glory that you're swimming in right now. And right now what I see is God saying you're touching heaven and you're touching earth at the same time. And you're bringing the glory of God down from heaven onto this earth so that you can walk this earth with that glory and destroy the darkness on all sides. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you or somebody in here, you feel like your feet are burning. That's because you're walking on the holy ground that God has placed under your feet.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God's saying, go deeper. Neil, go deeper. There's some secrets that God needs to share with you. Go deeper tonight. Let my glory crush you, son. Enter into my glory. Into my glory zone like never before. I am going to be whisking you away into my kingdom in the days ahead. And I'm going to reveal my heavenly throne room to you. And you're going to minister to my people from the third heaven.
Thank you, Father.
And now I see God putting a royal robe on you right now. And you will walk in royalty. You will walk in dignity. And I even see where you're ministering to people, men and women, who think that they are where God wants them to be, and they are not. And God's going to use you to minister to them, to bring them into the place that he truly wants them to be seated, in heavenly places with him, learning from his footstool and not man's. There's two people in here, you're receiving visions from God right now. These are very important visions. It's something you really need to see.
Thank you, Father.
And these visions will crush the enemy totally and completely wherever you go.
Thank you, Father.
For you new people, just come in. We're sitting under the glory of God, and God wants us to receive the heaviness, the weightiness of his glory right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's somebody, you have a vision of a mountain and you're wondering why. And God said, that's Mount Zion. He's calling you up to Mount Zion where he can minister to you one-on-one. A private invitation just for you. God is saying, this is a glory that no man can mimic. This is my glory from upon high. This is the Shekinah glory that my word speaks about. This is a glory that will shake nations. This is all of heaven touching earth for such a time as this. Remember when I saw the vision of somebody, your feet was on the earth and you were touching heaven at the same time. The Old Testament word for glory is kabod, which has a primitive root meaning heavy. You will carry the heaviness of this glory from this night forward, wherever you go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it Dan or is it Dawn? Dawn. Dawn, God is saying to you, son of mine, from this night forward, because of the hunger that's in your heart for more of my anointing, you will feel my glory wherever you go. You will see my glory. You will actually see my glory. And you will take that glory cloud with you. The glory I'm hearing God say, the glory is eating you up. And all that people will see is my glory upon your face. They will know that you have stood in the very presence, in the very essence of the Almighty God. Son, yes, the hour is late. And yes, my church is dying. But you have walked into my spirit realm. And you are hungry for more. And my word tells you, those who hunger and thirst will thirst no more. I am feeding you this night, son. I'm feeding you with my glory. Wherever you go, son, miracle after miracle after miracle will occur.
Thank you, Father.
You shall set up my footstool continually. I will whisk you away, and I will bring you up into my heavenly realm. And you and I will sit and have conversations. And then you will take the word that I give you back to my people. And you will minister salvation even to the church.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
God goes on to say, never for one instant allow the enemy to tell you that you cannot heal the sick and do the mighty works I speak about in my word. And in Mark 16:15-18, he tells us what we can do. Then God goes on to say, stadium time, little ones. Time for you to step into the stadiums and watch the lost come to me in groves, period. This is the biggest harvest of souls ever, and you are the ones that I am sending forth to bring in this harvest. You are the ones that will empty the hospitals and see the tide turn in every aspect of a society. You, little ones, you that are sitting here this night, you are the vessels of honor that God is going to use. God said, you think you're a weak bunch? You think nobody will take notice? But believe me, when you go forth under this anointing, all will take notice of you. All will start listening to what you have to say, and all will know that what you say is totally from the throne of grace. God goes on to say, all the angels are rejoicing in the heavenly realm at this given time. They have been waiting with great anticipation for this time in church history, for they have a big part to play in this harvest. They are finally going to be able to go to battle and fight the enemy on all sides so you can be free to bring in the lost and the dying. You'll find that in Luke 15:7. The prodigals are also coming in at this given time. Give them grace. Do not place condemnation upon them. They were lost, but now they are found. They were bound, but now they are free. What a glorious day we shall have as we see the multitudes come into the glorious light of the gospel. And you'll find that in Luke 15:11-31. Then God says, shine, little ones. Let your light so shine before men that they will want what you have. Matthew 5:16. People are going to want what you have. Church, and God says, church has changed. No longer business as usual. Church is now glorifying the Father as it should have been doing all along. Church is finally going to praise me from the mountaintops and even in the valleys as they pull the lost up out of the miry clay. Praise shall be heard loud and clear. All shall know that their Father in heaven does reign over all the earth. There will be no doubt in anyone's mind who rules from the heavenly realm. For you are the sent ones. You are the ambassadors that I have pulled forth to do mighty works for me. You, little ones, you. And you find that in 2 Corinthians 5:20. You say, why me, Lord? And God said, because you love me. Because you did not cave in under the enemy's darkness. You fought the good fight of faith and you won. And that's in 1 Timothy 6:12. You say, I am nothing, I am a nobody. And you are right. In the world's eyes, you are that. But in my kingdom, you are true warriors that fought and fought until you won the battle. You did not cower in a corner, but you kept getting back up and charging the enemy with everything you had until the battle was won. You find that in Proverbs 24:16. Never say, why me, Lord? Say, thank you, Father, that you see me through your eyes and not through my own. God said, does not my word tell you that I use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise? And you'll find that in 1 Corinthians 1:27. God says, does not my word tell you that the last shall be first? Of course it does. And my word does not lie. And you'll see that in Matthew 20:16. Cherish what I have done in your lives. Share it with all that you meet. Never hide it. Let it out. Let the world see what I see. He sees a warrior. Matthew 5:14-16. As you go, God said, as you go forth conquering on all sides, you will see as my son Jesus saw. You will see people as I see them, not as you see them. You will know exactly what I want to do with them. You'll find that in Joshua 21:43-45. God says, never forget, once they are saved, then they will have to be disciplined. Remember, holiness and righteousness are what the kingdom of heaven is all about. Teach new converts of my holiness, my righteousness, and my compassion. Tell the entire world how good your Father in heaven is. Teach them to give no attention to the enemy. Teach them to place their eyes upon me, and the enemy will have no place in them. You see Romans 14:17 and 1 Peter 1:16 and Hebrews 12:14. This is what's happened in the body of Christ as up to this date. We were never taught to keep our eyes off the enemy and keep our eyes upon Jesus. We were just taught to act like it doesn't exist and walk on. But we're going to teach new converts that there is an enemy. But there is a Father who is more powerful than any enemy that they can encounter. And we're going to teach them that they are warriors, that they are not slaves to what the enemy is calling them to do. We're going to teach them, I hope, all about true heaven and not man-made heaven. And I'm hoping that we're not going to have mixture in our teaching, but it's going to be pure, unadulterated teaching straight from the throne of grace. You have to watch what you're listening to out there because there's so much mixture in what people are saying. I don't care how famous they are. If you really know your Father, he's going to show you there's a mixture in what is being said. And you have to be wise as serpents and be able to know when there's mixture and when it's all God. All right? God said, always remember you are seated in heavenly places singing with the angel choir, and I am singing over you. Miracles are possible in heavenly places. So if you're seated in heavenly places like God said we are, then miracles are going to occur. And that's, you can look at Colossians 3:1-17 and Revelations 5:7-11. God said he sings and rejoices over his people in Zephaniah 3:14-17. He sings over those for whom he has removed his judgments. See that? He sings over those for whom he has removed his judgments. He sings over a rebelling people who have been restored. He sings over people who have no righteousness in themselves. You see that? God said that you're no longer bound. Isn't that what he said when we first started? He said, you're free. And God said he's singing over us. And let's read Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. See that? He has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. See that? I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, saith the Lord. Right now, this night, God is singing over each one of us. He told us when he first started, we are free. He's lifted every burden, and the enemy will plague us no longer. What you need to do is go home and read Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14 through 20. Let it get into your spirit man. Let your spirit man understand that God is in control. Let your mind understand God is in control. Let your spirit man be free to go ahead and be with the Father in the third heaven. Let God go ahead and transport you to the third heaven where you can sit at his feet and he can teach you of his ways in the heavenly realms. We don't need to learn any more about the earthly realm and their earthly ways. We need to learn the deeper things of heaven. And if we have 10 more years to be doing this, we need to be about the Father's business. And we need to learn the deeper things so we can draw all men unto Jesus. The weaker, beggarly elements that the church have been putting out there has not been drawing anybody to Christ. It is our job to start drawing people to Christ. It is our job to totally and completely throw everything aside, all of our flesh, all of our worldly desires, and serve God with all of our heart and submit ourselves to him and allow him to change us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. He's already cleansed us inside. He had to, because he said we're new wineskins, right? So the inside has to be clean. Now there's something outside that God has to take care of. Allow him to take care of it tonight. Submit to his authority. Allow him to come right now and stand beside you and allow him to let you feel his very presence in his very essence. You can feel God's presence. You can smell of his essence. And you can know that you know that you know that your Father has walked into a room and he is there with you to comfort you, to lead God and direct you. Are you ready to take what God did for you tonight? Are you ready to take it to a lost and dying world? You know, each one of you have souls assigned to you to bring out of darkness into the light. And when you stand before God on judgment day, he's going to say to you, why didn't you minister to this one? Why didn't you minister to this one? Why didn't you tell this one they're not right, even though they think they are? He's going to, you know, their blood is going to be on your hands. So what we have to do tonight, God has cleansed us up. He's filled us full of his glory. Now we have to go forth as glory-filled vessels of honor and start ministering the true gospel to all those who are lost and dying. There are many out there that God has already appointed for his kingdom to preach his word, and the enemy has them bound because the enemy knows what they're going to do if he lets go of them. It's going to be our love pointed towards them that's going to set them free. And no matter what they're doing, we have to continue to love them as Christ loves us. We cannot judge them. We cannot ridicule them. We have to love them. And sometimes God says it's very hard to love the unlovable. But you know, God loves us unlovable or not. He doesn't look at all of our flaws. He looks at what he's foreordained us to become and loves that person. He doesn't love your sin, but he loves you. And he didn't throw you aside to the dogs. And even though there were times you thought you weren't going to make it, God always had somebody come your way to give you an encouraging word and say, it's okay. And if somebody didn't come and you're talking to your father, he was telling you that continually. It's okay. Come on, you can do this thing. Grab yourself by the bootstraps, stand up, and keep walking. And we did that, didn't we? Many times we didn't want to get back up. We grabbed ourselves by the bootstraps, and we stood up, we kept walking with a ridicule around about us, hurting so bad we didn't know if we was going to even make it through the day. But we said, God, with you all things are possible. And here we are tonight. All things have become possible. For the glory that God told us he was going to give us. We're all ready now to go out there to minister to a lost and a dying world. Now, to cap this all off, God wants you to come to the altar. And he's going to allow his oil to pour down over you.